This is TWiT.
Well, Don, if we may, let's go ahead and jump right into Short Shots and tell you about all the planning that's going into Quartzfest 2019. Quartzfest is located in the desert area of Arizona, a very quick drive, maybe 4 or 5 hours from Southern California. Biggest question is, what are there assigned parking spots? Yep. Just go up to a cactus and pick your own spot. So Quartzfest, we're now celebrating probably 22 years, and I've been there for at least 21 of the 22. They'll, of course, have T-shirts and so on. But this weekend is also the VHF-UHF contest. And if 6 Meters behaves like it did a couple of days ago, we're going to be working all over the place. So this weekend, everybody, dust off that 6-meter rig and come up on the air and enjoy. Because out at Quartzfest, we're going to be on the air, maybe with the ICOM 9700. Ray's got it all lubed up and ready to roll, so we'll put that little baby on the air as well. Well, when folks come into a ham fest or come into a convention, we never want to have anybody get lost because then they're in a bummer mood for the rest of the time. So plenty of signage at Quartzfest. And once they pull in, they check into the Welcome Center. And the Welcome Center is always staffed with the greatest people ready to get you all registered. And Quartzfest is free. None of us make a dime. There's no money that you have to spend on anything. And manufacturers really pull out the stops and coming up with all sorts of neat treats, ICOM America band charts, and just a lot of neat things like that for the taking. Out front, of course, is the Quartzfest schedule, and things get started this Sunday. Everybody likes to know where a schedule is. And this is Chris, K-R-1-S-S. Chris is our fearless leader for the next 8 to 10 days, and she's been on scene for the last few days, getting solar added to her big rig, and she's very confident that the weather is going to be just great and sunny the whole time. Lots of different type of vehicles that you're going to see there. There's our Comvan, and we always say navigate to the pink pig. That'll get you in the area closest to the height of the activities. All sorts of neat rigs that fellow hams bring in, including tent campers. And tent campers, if you look carefully, there's looks like a bench or paddle in there, tripod off to the left. So CW will definitely be in use this coming weekend for the VHF contest. The sand is hard packed, so if you are in a wheelchair or a bicycle chair, this one's great. You'll have no problem getting around. The wind system is going to be there, so for those of you that have a wind system connection in your area, let me know, because we'll be on the air as well over the wind system. Those arriving by night are guided by one of the lit up palm trees, and that'll keep everybody in the know where to go. There's Tracy and Jody. Tracy puts in, as well as Jody, a ton of time on getting everything ready for those that'll be doing the registration, getting the computer all in there, as well as sending out the Quartzfest newsletters. Nighttime, no problem. We always have a campfire going, movies on the side of a vehicle. Everybody brings their own. Thursday night is the Hootenanny. And there's Russ on the next to the right-hand side with a white beard. It's extra white because on his way down from his place up in Washington, his Jeep separated from his main vehicle, but came dutifully to a good stop without any major damage. So we're glad to have you there. And he's a mean guitar player, and he'll have the Hootenanny really rolling. And there's AC. He has his own type of guitar. I like that acoustic chamber. Yeah, okay. Anyway, he's always around. A lot of nighttime seminars about stars that we do at Quartzfest. Neil, W6FOG, you hear him on all of the RV nets. What a great guy. He just is there to make sure that everything goes smooth with a ton of pre-quartzite effort ahead of time. And, you know, Randy will be there as well. Randy says, you know, getting ready for courtside is like going on a field day, getting all that stuff. And you're absolutely right, Randy. And here's Jerry Ellsworth, AI6TK, and Amy. They were testing out their loop antenna. The wind was blowing like a mama last year. But in between the windstorm, look at this. Their loop was heard running just a few milliwatts literally all over the country. So this is neat stuff. A lot of seminars. Some of the seminars are spilling out even into the open air. So we've added more even tents. A lot of hands-on ARDFing is always a very popular one. Swedging connectors. Do I solder? Do I crimp them? We do that. Oh, yeah, Arduino. Look at that. A lot of breadboard kits out there for everybody to look at and put together. Special event station, Whiskey 7 Quebec. That's the beginning of it. And everybody's looking to see what's going to be there. And I guarantee there'll be a lot of FT8 and a lot of other of the digital modes. And, of course, the ICOM 9100. And maybe, Ray, we can get a hint of looking at the 9700 as well. That would sort of be fun. All of our special event station rigs are going to run off of that TAN battery to the left. That's a 100 amp hour bio-NO power lithium iron phosphate battery composed of a gazillion little cells on the inside, which in 2 weeks we'll show you the insides. But it's 100 amp hours, relatively lightweight. That's going to run the station with a little solar power to keep it going. There's Don in 9ZGE talking about antenna tuners and Windmore and WindLink. Ladies have done a great job in doing a lot of the fun cooking, not just cooking, but this is cast iron cooking that always draws a lot of oohs and ahs. And there's Gary. He's taking Susie for a ride on off-road because we have an off-road adventure, and we have two different types, one for four-wheel drive vehicles that don't mind a little scratch here and there, and those for more modest vehicles. So take your pick for the off-roading. Gary again showing that amateur television and Arden, the 2.4 gigahertz band for sending messages and so on between hams without needing the entry into the internet. And he's got ATV going, so if it is a day that you don't want to get out, you can hook up your ATV to an outside antenna, make that your common coach TV to an outside antenna, and pick up some of the activity at Quartz Fest. And of course, there's the 10 gigahertz. So we're all the way up to microwave, and we hope to do a little bit of 10 this coming weekend for the VHF UHF contest. Oh, yeah, there's a lot of quartz around. Wouldn't it be neat if you could just like pick one of those up and break it open and find gold? Well, Marilyn says, follow me. I'm going to show you where to get gold. Well, a class, actually a couple of them on gold panning and gold prospecting, and all the experts are there. And did she find, oh my gosh, look at those. Those are real gold nuggets that I think she may have put in the pan before they dug up some of the sand. But it certainly got the heart pounding that it's going to be fun to find gold. For those that are planning upgrading, yep, Susan and I and others will be, Dave and Tina will be there with the W5YIVEC for examinations. I think it's on Wednesday. And we're also doing commercial exams as well. So that'll be happening. And, of course, the pet parade. Oh, yeah. Get those dogs and cats and gerbils and whatever they are dressed up because we have prizes for the pet parade. And so many manufacturers have donated fun little prizes for us. Then there's the walk around to look at solar panels. Then there's a walk around to look at antennas. And we'll see all sorts of homebrew antennas, mobile antennas, and RV. And I'll try and get some good pictures for you. So the walk around is a good one. That's Neil, again, W6FOG. He is an accomplished drone pilot, and he talks about the safety of drones and some of the rules and regulations. So for those of you into droning, if that's a verb, you'll have Neil there to guide you easily through. The last Saturday is the swap meet, and there's some good stuff there going for a fraction of the price that you might find on eBay. So be prepared for the swap meet. And the ladies, they are there. Look at all that neat quilting that they're doing. And the ladies always have some good brew to take home, honey and jams and jellies. This is fun because it's just a real fun home event. And the ladies have a lot of neat things that they do, including going into town, because remember, Quartzsite is the haven, I should say heaven, for RVers that take in the RV show under two huge tents up in town just a few miles away. And yes, we all go into town. And weekend after next, we will find out what's happening at League headquarters. Now with a new CEO and fresh blood, it'll be interesting to see some of the new plans and some of the new ideas that new League staff and new League volunteers are going to suggest at the board meeting. Thanks to Philip Kenwood, a D74 is going to be the grand prize on late Saturday. And there's our winner last year. And, of course, we have to have a Quartz Fest mascot. Don, this looks a little bit like our celebration of the Rams after we win, maybe. But there's our mascot. And much like Burning Ham Sam, we've got appropriate radios there. And so our final at Quartz Fest is the Burning Ham Man Roast. And as you can see, it's really taking place grand style. So Quartz Fest is a fun get together for ham radio operators. We'll have some kids coming in, thanks. That last shot was Dave and Heather, and Dave and Heather work so closely with the school system in La Paz that we get a lot of kids on scene, and they show us some of their latest gadgets, and some of them are really cool. So we'll be out of here next week, but we'll give you the full report and some photos of Quartz Fest 2019, boondocking, no facilities, no water, no plumbing, no dump station, no electricity, no nothing but just hams having a great time helping one another out. So that's a neat thing, and that's what we're doing this week and most of next week.